You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you're listening to High Frequency Healing Show. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. So let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So here we go. Please, let's welcome Manfred Cepeda to my show. We will be talking about consciously conscious creating realities. Society, religion, and family led him to be someone else. Someone right in their eyes until he stopped listening to himself. But deep down, he knew life was something else. More joy, more kindness, more money, and a space where he could be himself without judgment of anyone, not even himself. Engineer by profession and wizard by heart, I love this, for over 10 years, Manfred has dedicated himself to practice and provide different tools around the world to create the reality we know it is possible. A reality where we all acknowledge that magic exists in the magic we are. Reiki, tailor-made Reiki, vortex healing, theta healing, shamanism, and geology. Tarot reading, mediumship, Sekhem, All Love, Flower of Life, Sacred Geometry are some of the certifications Manfred has. And currently, he is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator and talk to the entities. He also has created multiple specialty classes to have total easy with embodiment and being present to receive everything in this reality with joy. After all of this, please join me to welcome Manfred Cepeda. Thank you for being here. Qué honor tenerte aquí, Manfred.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited for this invitation and to share all this magic with you all. So thank you.
So let me tell you, my audience, that his biography was longer than this, and I was very special things. I just tried to put like those more relevant aspects, but we are going to have the opportunity to know more about this very powerful soul that I have in this show today. So, Manfred, let's start with what's your healing superpower?
Well, my superpowers change a lot. And when I listen to this question now, I perceive and I share with you all that my power is assisting people to acknowledge that they know that they can change realities and they can access to all these consciousness, all these magic realm. We don't need anyone to lead us or the guru or anyone else to keep going, creating our life. Everything is within us. So it's pretty much assisting people to know that they know. Yeah. That is what I like doing.
That's why I love the title for this interview, Consciously Conscious, Creating Realities. And we're going to talk more about that later. But Manfred, would you please take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today?
Well, choosing what is true for me, it's something that I've been doing a lot more. And after probably 20 years ago, when I started, no, it was 15 years ago, when I started working for the automotive industry. I'm an engineer. So after the school, after university, I started working immediately with this German company. And I was super excited about, you know, first job. I wanted to impress my boss and everyone around me, doing and being creative and all that. So my bosses look at that and they like that, my energy and this desire of creating more and being there to solve problems. So they started taking advantage of that, of course. And every month I was getting sick and tired and taking pills for everything, headaches, back pains, and my stomach. And I started having gastritis and many other symptoms that I was 20 years old and I was taking pills for everything. So when I acknowledged that I was functioning that way, I started searching for the different kind of healing, let's say, more energetic. And I just didn't pay attention. I was just searching for it, but I didn't take any action. I didn't choose it. It was one day when I got to my job and I went straight to the nursery because I had fever and I felt really, really bad. They couldn't take that fever down. I couldn't take any pills because my blood pressure was too high. And they just put ice on my chest waiting to get better. And after probably 20 minutes, it didn't get better and actually got worse. There was a point where I started having a paralysis in my face, face paralysis. And when I had that sense of not sensing my face, I was shocked. I was like, what am I doing? That was a big moment for me. It was a conscious moment for me to choose something different. It pushed me to look at my life and see, well, I'm 22 years old and I'm experiencing all these things when I should probably be enjoying life a little bit more.
Yes!
So when that happened, it didn't fully happen. So, fortunately, the nurse that was with me started reacting to that. So it didn't happen at all. But after that experience, I knew I had to change my life. And I knew that there is something possible. There is something that I can add to my life with ease, with joy and glory. After that experience, I looked for a change in my job. And finally, I found a nicer place, fun place to work within the same company.
Ooh.
And it was so relaxed that I had so much time to practice other modalities. So it's when I started doing Reiki and other energetic healing modalities. I enjoyed that so much. And people started noticing the changes on me, that some of them asked me if I was teaching that or giving sessions about that. And I didn't contemplate that idea before. It was all these modalities and all these learnings were actually just to improve my life. But I never considered to teach this, to facilitate people and assist others as well. So I started doing it. And my family started asking me for that as well. So it's when I knew that I was here to assist others. And when I started doing it, I enjoyed it so much it was that moment of clarity for me to know what is next for me. So that was the moment of consciousness for me, like what I'm creating of my life and what will I choose next so I have more of this. This ease, this magic, this money, because I was working a lot and I was not getting a lot of money. I remember my boss told me that I was too young to grow in the company. So I was like, really? After all the things that I'm doing. But, you know, it's now I acknowledge as well that it is part of all the beliefs that I grew up with. In my family and all these points of view, these judgments, everything is hard. Work is hard. Money is hard. Life is hard. Too many emotions, too much drama. And definitely created the life that I was having at that moment. And how much effort and sacrifice and work I was doing to prove that I was being. And that's something that I, with these tools, Access Consciousness tools, assisted me to see that this reality functions that way. We prove that we are by doing things instead of just being that, just being what we are. So, wow, that's a long time ago. And now that I'm talking about it, I see how many points of view I had to change, and also things that I've been creating in order to have the life that I truly desire. Traveling is one of the things that I enjoy a lot. And the job that I have right now, it's facilitating these classes, facilitating these tools to people around the world, allows me to travel and be immersed in different cultures, be immersed in different entities, cultures, because as well, just like people are different and food is different and culture is different in other countries, also the entities are very different, and the way we interact with them, the way they react to people, it's a huge universe. So for me, it was fascinating to be aware of the entities, the spirits. I call them entities. Some people, well, refer to them more like spirits, but entity to me, it's an energy that is defined. It has a definition. For example, the computer or the cell phone has a definition by its shape, the color, the features, you know, and all these characteristics, even the things that we don't see, like the brand, the name, you know that it is a cell phone, and all these concepts creating that entity. So the cell phone, the computer is an entity. Our body is an entity. It's defined by many things, many organs, the skin, the color, and all that. But also we have the personality. We have our names. We have our past. We have the things we have learned, and all that defines us. So entities are also spirits. Mm-hmm. People, spirits, having their own definitions. And they are still entities just because of that, because they have still definitions. Once there is no definition, it's like the communion. It's the acknowledgement of the communion it is. These definitions create these separations between us, between the world, the spirit world, and many other universes and realities. And that's why, in order to create a reality you desire, we have to look at the definitions we have. That is creating the biggest limitation for us. Even our name, the definitions we have of ourselves, create a limitation. So with all this and exploring this spirit world, I was saying that it was fascinating to me to see their concepts and the way the entities experience also different things. Even they get scared or afraid of us as well. And that's another thing that I started doing with my capacity. Since I was a kid, I had these abilities to see and perceive entities in many ways. And suddenly I stopped doing it. I didn't want to be different. I didn't want to be the weird one. And I'm originally from Mexico. So there is a mixed idea about what is an entity and what it can be, because there are many legends and there are many points of view around entities. The Aztecs, the Mayans, and all of them actually celebrated the entities, the spirits. But then the religion came and imposed something different. But at the end, it is a mix of things. And in my family, well, no one was having, or at least I didn't know anyone else in my family having these visions or these ideas or these sensations that I was having. So I was feeling already separated, different, weird. And I didn't want to feel that separation. Okay.
So wait a minute, because now you are moving to a very interesting topic that I think we need to talk more when we come back from this break. But before going to break, Manfred, where can people go to find out more about you?
On my website, which is www.manfred, it's manfredzepeda.com, manfredzepeda.com.
Perfect. So we've been talking with Manfred Cepeda, in English, Cepeda, but Cepeda in Espanol, about consciously conscious creating reality. When we come back from this short break, we are going to talk more about his healing superpowers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We are back and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Today we are talking with Manfred Cepeda about consciously conscious creating realities. And I want to highlight something about what Manfred said, because I've been doing this show for almost 2 years already, and it's so beautiful how all the people that I have interviewed, and I know maybe most of you or people that our audience already know, have gone through a tough period in their lives. Could be about health, could be about money, could be about relationship, could be about any family situation that was really affecting their life they were experiencing. Some of us may have gone through all of those situations feeling even worse. Some people really finish their lives because they don't think they can overcome those situations. Some of the people I work with, they have created these terrible illnesses. They have created more chaos, and they don't know how to get out of that. It's like a I forgot the name of this. It's like a storm that is really consuming their lives, and everything is worse and worse and worse. And then everything started with money, and now relationships don't work, and now they lost their jobs, and now their bodies also acting up. But that is an option in life. And the other option, as Manfred just told us, is, hey, what if this situation of limitation is just an opportunity to create something better? What if there is something possible differently from what I'm experiencing right now? And I would say, Manfred, that was the question that shift your energy to create something else.
Totally. That was the moment, and that was the question opening all the possibilities to choose something different, to know that there is something else than this.
Yes, and I want you to just have that, because I want you to repeat that as many times as you can during this interview, because that's what we need to start implanting in our energy body, in our minds and emotion, in our heart, that what if there is something better? What if there is another possibility I could create instead of this that I already create? So that is super important. But then you were just talking about this other situation, that is when you start feeling, because people make you feel something is wrong with you and you are not normal. Like, how come you are seeing entities? And you are feeling things that nobody else can see or feel. Because that has been exactly my experience. I was raised as a Catholic. My family is super Catholic. I come from Colombia. Catholicism is the number one religion. And suddenly, this Colombian girl, immigrant, living in the United States, is talking about past lives, Akashic records, healing. She's talking with angels and entities. It was weird with me. Some of my friends, I would say a lot of them, they are not my friends anymore in Facebook, and I just realized, because I knew it was their birthday and I went through Facebook to say happy birthday, they disappeared from my list of friends and said, oh, how cool. So I want you to share a little bit with us, how did you overcome that? Because I know that most of my listeners and the listeners of this program is not just people who would like to heal their lives, it's also people that are already experiencing these kind of superpowers coming up, reactivating. They are being aware that, whoa, this is always happening to me, but I didn't know what to do with them when I was a little guy or a little girl, and now this is coming up, and it looks like this is a normal way of being, but it's normal for some people, not for everybody. So what do you do, Manfred, when you start feeling that people was feeling your cuckoo, you're out of your head?
Well, I definitely bought the idea that I was getting weirder and weirder, and I didn't want to feel attacked or judged or anything like that. I was already shy enough to keep going with that. I was super shy, and it was almost the same. It was pretty much because of the same reason. I was perceiving so many things instantaneously, so many emotions and thoughts and stuff that I was shocked, almost like I didn't want to talk to anyone. Now I'm thinking like, wow, I probably had some kind of autism or something like that. Because I really didn't like having many people around me. I felt like it was too invasive. And now I get that. It's just that awareness that I had at that time of everybody around. So I chose to stay by myself with my animals. I communicated a lot with my animals, and that was the space for me to just relax. Animals don't have any judgment, so neither nature. So being around these elements to me is like a big, huge, nice hug. And I chose, when I was 6-7 years old, I chose to not to be weird. And one day I stopped seeing things the way I was seeing things. But that didn't mean that I stopped being aware. My body was still receiving the information, and I was just getting sick every other month. My mom was at the hospital taking me there to see one or the other reason, but all the time in the hospital. And that was my body just telling me, hey, you are being aware of these spirits, these emotions, this that is something from someone else, but you are not acknowledging, you are not doing anything with it. And I was just having that energy stuck. So for like 10 years, not much happened. I tried to live the regular life, the normal life, but it came back that all those visions, all these awareness came back stronger, and I couldn't take that back. I couldn't just ignore it. It was too demanding and too, I would say, aggressive that I couldn't just stop. So it's when I chose to educate myself and choose classes and more information about entities. At the time, it was more for entities than my awareness. I was not aware that I was aware of other things than entities, but because of my other visions and things that I played with, I knew it was entities related. there was not a lot of information in regards to entities. And most of the information I got when I was 18, 19 years old, it was more like, it's something wrong. You shouldn't do that. You don't know what is going to happen. And there were many stops and don'ts, like don't do this, don't explore this, don't go too far. And that created a point of view that is wrong. Like, I shouldn't be doing this, you know, but I couldn't stop. When I started working and all the things happened, the things that I told you before, the stress and all that also made me aware of all the things, the energies, the entities, the people, emotions and stuff around me and my body. So when I practice Reiki and from there other modalities is when I have more ease with that awareness and playing with entities a little bit more, not enough like I do now, but not enough to create something different. And I didn't know that I could receive from entities in a different way. I just knew that I could communicate with them, that I just see them, but I didn't know what else to do with that. Whoa. When I practiced a little bit more of access consciousness and the questions that we have to, in order for people to access to what they know, it's when I started seeing how much of my communication with entities was coming from the fear and not from the expansion and the collaboration. So there are, well, maybe many people listening to this audio have had the experience of communicating with your plant, communicating with your animals, and it is the same communication with people with no bodies. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same thing. The difference is that we have so many points of view about what that is that we limit us to do it. Okay. Movies.
Go ahead. You just said something really important that I want to just make that in a frame. We limit us. It's not that their ideas, their opinions about us are limited. It's that we let those opinions to limit us. And I want that to be very clear, because when we think that they are limiting us, we are being the victims.
Totally, totally. And if someone tells you something about that, or there is a judgment around it, like it's wrong, it shouldn't be, or whatever, that any idea, mm-hmm. if we buy that, it's pretty much all a lie. What is true is what you know. And like you said, we become the victims as long as we buy the lie and that we can't do this or we are not able to do it anymore.
I want to say something, Manfred, because I don't want to lose this idea that I think it's important. When we were talking about, well, then the family, the society comes and say, hey, you're cuckoo, and you got these two positions. At the beginning, you said, I do believe I'm really cuckoo and I should stop this. But then, this question of what else is possible, being cuckoo, came up. And then you let that happen. You let the magic, you were the channel for that God, for that magic to take place in your life. And I would say that basically the invitation is, let's embrace our power. And our power is, I'm really good at speaking, or I'm really good at feeling entities. I am really good at numbers, or I am really good at manipulating energy and get it out of the space when it's blocking.
Acknowledgement is one of the things that I practicing more and more every day. Everything that we don't acknowledge, it can change. It cannot change. Same happened with entities. If people sometimes think that because they don't see energies or they don't see these spirits, they are not real, but it is just like Wi-Fi or the radio waves, not because you are not seeing the Wi-Fi waves, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Yes.
And you see the result of it. You see the result on your computer, on your phone. So the same happens with our bodies. You will see the result of those waves of energies in your body as the information we are receiving. It might be symptoms in your body, but as long as you acknowledge that that might be an entity, that might be something you are aware of, that can change instead of getting stuck.
Yes. And I also, because I asked you already if there was like this burning bush moment that really changed some people. Thank you. I asked you to take us back to your early one experience in the past, and that kind of answered that was like the burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life, because you really embrace, you acknowledge, hey, I'm cuckoo and I like to be cuckoo. This is cool. This is fun. This is opening up opportunities for me. And this show is high frequency healing. And I would say it's exactly the same when you realize, hey, something is not working out for me, and this is a great opportunity. I may be sick. I may have an energy that is limiting me, but this is opening up some cool experiences and great opportunities for me to create more. And that's what takes me to the next question, Manfred, that is, we've been talking about conscious creating realities, but what is the consciousness? How do you eat that?
Oh yeah, that's a big question. That probably is just for 1 hour conversation.
So we have to make part two and part three of this program, I think.
You know, consciousness for me, it's changing and it keeps changing. It's not something solid. Consciousness is moving and flowing. And I had so many points of view before. Now, to me, consciousness is this capacity or disability we are to be present, to be just observing and contemplating. And from that space of being present, of this presence, it's what would you like to create? When you are present, there are no emotions or thoughts flowing. You are just there. And from that point, it's when you can start creating what you desire, not based on your points of view or your emotions, but from your presence. When we create from that space, it's like moving and shaking all the molecules in the universe and entities looking to collaborate with you to create what you desire. When we don't create what we desire in our life, it's also because we are not able to receive it yet. There are so many points of view limiting us the receiving. And also it depends what we learned about receiving when we were kids. When we were asking for a toy or for a candy or something to our parents and they said no because of money or no because of you have to share or no because you have to think in all the expenses we have or things like that, is when we stop, one, demanding for more. Yeah. We don't want to ask for more because we make ourselves like abusive people. We abuse others because we are asking for more. And also we start creating these possibilities, a limited possibility.
So wait a minute. It's because you talk about many important things, and I just want the listeners to take notes and to be aware of, oh my God, I need to take this into account. So consciousness, and I completely agree with you, it's being present, period. Being present in observing how I am, observing how I react, what happened when something happens out there. It's just being present in observance. Perfect. And I even would say that when you are present and you are observing, you change the perspective of the reality you're living in. And when you change that perception, and instead of thinking, poor me that this guy left me, or poor of me that I'm having cancer, and I start seeing that moment of present, being present, thinking, this opens something else up for me. For me, that is also being consciousness. That's when the next thing comes. That is what you were talking about. And it's when we just open up to a more expansive energy space. It's when I'm just thinking, I'm not just this, I could be even more. And then I allow the expansion in my own world. And when I do that, I can balance the action of giving, the action of receiving, and I can just change my whole reality. So that's when my next question comes, Manfred. Is it really possible to be consciously conscious?
Of course it is. And just by saying it, I like to invite everybody listening to this right now to take a deep breath.
Yes, I love exercises. Go ahead. Let's do this.
Let's do the exercise.
Yes, I love that. It's way easier than talk about these intangible topics.
Yeah, consciousness. You can't explain consciousness. You can embody that consciousness and be that. So just relax your body, relax your feet, relax your legs, your hips, your back, your chest. Relax your shoulders, relax your neck, your head, more your head, more your head. And now for a moment, stay quiet. Let's stay quiet just for a moment. In these seconds, do you hear your quote-unquote inner voice? Did you hear your mind talking? Do you hear anything? Do you see anything? Do you feel anything? And if so, that means you were not present. You were just listening to this voice. You were just perceiving other things, being present with that. But if you pay attention to those words, as I'm still talking, be aware if your mind starts talking as well. If not, it's okay. Don't push it to talk. But if it's talking, just listen to that voice. Listen to that more. Just be present with that voice, the voice you think you are, the voice you think it is your inner voice. Which actually it's not. What is your mind saying? What is that voice saying? All right. Now, observe that voice more. And probably it stopped talking after you pay attention to it. Maybe it is still talking. But just be aware you are not that voice. Be aware you are the presence listening to that voice. So at this moment, right now, be aware of the presence listening to that voice. Not that you are that voice, but the one you are, it's the one listening to the voice. Now, you can repeat if you want. I'm aware that I am aware. I'm aware that I am aware. I'm aware that I am aware. I'm aware that I am aware of this mind or this voice or this feeling. If you have any feeling or emotion. And just by saying this to you, I'm aware that I'm aware, you take that place of being present, and from there you can start changing anything you desire, even the emotions you think that are so deep and so old, or the things you can't change. When you start looking at those emotions from this space, they become smaller and smaller until there is no more emotion. The only thing you have to do is to be present with it. You don't have to do anything about it. You don't have to ask it to change. You don't have to do anything, just being present with it. That energy changes everything.
Wow. I just did the exercise and it was exactly as you said it. When I start being aware of my voice, it disappeared. I even said it's like, wow, I'm not thinking anything. It was like, oh.
Awesome. Yeah.
I love this. Yes, and I love this because sometimes it's kind of easy and you can just go around and give examples about all of these concepts, but being able to experience this is what really let us take that concept into our body and into an energy. And that's what really creates and opens up the possibility inside to create something else based on that new concept. So thank you so much, Manfred. This was awesome.
You're welcome. Yeah, and that's what I do in my facilitations. I do a lot of exercises so people embody that energy and they know what that is. And it's not only the concept of it. I had so many concepts in my life, like all this communion and all these, you know, the infinite beings we are, or so many ideas, but I actually didn't know exactly what it was for me until I really experienced it. I knew that it was different and I changed. I chose something different after I embodied those energies instead of just having the idea. It's just a good idea. You know, it's just a good idea.
Yes. What if we, instead of that, say it was a good experience to be aware. It was a good experience to be present. It was a really good experience to be in a space of expansion to create more. So, Manfred, could you share with us two steps or two tips for anyone to start their own healing process to create consciously? Because if you are living and experiencing a life that is not the one that you want to, there is something you need to heal, there is something you need to relax, there is something you need to transform for you to be able to create consciously.
Well, there are so many questions that are coming to me to share with you. Probably I will share more than two. But like I said before, Access Consciousness functions with questions. So we ask a question in order to open doors, not to get an answer, but to get the awareness of what is going to be created with that question. Mm-hmm. And when we choose it, what is going to create? So in order to create a different reality for you, well, the first thing that we already talked about is to ask the very first question we ask in this program is, what else is possible? I know that there is more possible. But sometimes we ask questions not from the curiosity of what is going to happen, but from the space of, I want the right answer. Mm-hmm. And if you are looking for an answer with any question you ask, you are not creating new possibilities. So I invite you to ask questions. If you want to create a different reality, if you want to have more money or a different relationship, start asking yourself questions from the curiosity. What else is possible? What else is possible for me? And what can I choose that will create more of me? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we choose people in our lives, we choose jobs, we choose different things that are not creating more of us. Actually, sometimes they diminish us.
Yes.
And just by asking the question and opening the doors to the universe and the molecules, it will start showing you what you can choose in order to be more of you. And that might ask you, the consciousness might ask you to change, make a big change in your life. Sometimes mm-hmm. that happens. It happened to me. Yeah. And asking more of you, it might require to let go of something you are making very valuable today. So what the question would be, what is this you truly desire? We might not know right now what we truly desire. We think we desire what others desire, or we choose based on others' choices. But if you wake up tomorrow and there are no human beings, what would you choose to be and do? And if you got a little scared because of that, or you don't know exactly what to do, it's because you are basing your choices and the creation of your life on others and everybody around you. And this is not about creating separation. It's more about being aware, what would you like to create, and invite others to that creation mm-hmm. instead of just following what they are choosing. So
I love this, Manfred.
Yeah, first question, what is this you truly desire, and what can I choose to have this available for me with ease? Mm-hmm. What can I choose? The choice is not something you are going to conclude that, oh, if I choose this job, I will have the perfect life. It might be something different. So
it's an open question.
These questions, remember, if you have the answer for the question, it's not a true question. It's mm-hmm. just your conclusion. You are already concluding what you are asking for.
So, and then basically what you're doing is opening up your energy for the universe to answer. For the universe, for the energy, your higher power, your God, to just answer in your daily life.
Right. There.
Yeah.
There, just pretty quick, there are four elements of creation from the point of view of Access Consciousness. The first one is, for anything you like to create, ask a question. What would it take for me to have this or to be this? Then the second element is to choose. Once the possibilities are opened, now you will start seeing different scenarios and you will have to choose one. Choice sometimes is not easy for people, and it wasn't easy for me. I didn't know exactly what it was to choose, but choosing, having, taking action to what you desire and select what is going to create more for you. Then it comes all the contribution and the possibilities. So those elements create really anything what we desire. And like you said, being open to receive. Receiving is key. If we are not open to receive, because we have a lot of emotions or traumas or points of view about what is receiving, then it doesn't matter if we ask for all the things we are asking for, we can't get it. So receiving, it's a big conversation as well.
Manfred, thank you so much, because this is just the perfect topic for this program of healing your life. Healing your life is being able to incarnate the divine creator you are. If you are not creating ease, peace, tranquility, abundance, and health in your life, there is something you need to heal. There is something new that you need to open up in your life for that to happen. So thank you so much for this information. And please, let's remind the listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
It can be on my website, www.manfredzepeda.com is where you can find more information. There is a website in English and Spanish as well, Portuguese and Italian. You can translate, you can select the language.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you, Manfred, for being open to something else that is possible for you and for this world. And thank you for sharing your healing superpower with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation. And how does it get any better than this?
I know. It was awesome. And thank you, all of you, for joining us today. I am Angela Maria, Conscious Creation. Change action, shift energy. To leave heaven down here. on earth. I see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.